This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today, and it has been a very exciting day today. This day didn't quite go exactly to plan, but sometimes that's what happens. So I just looked up. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm looking at. There's a homeless person. Oh, okay. So there was a homeless person back there with their cart, and it looks like they had a dog, and they were bent over trying to clean their dog or something. Never mind. I don't know what's going on there. Oh, sorry. My little thing needs to be moved. There we go. So I am rushing home today. It's almost 4:00, and I will need to be home soon because we're having small groups over tonight. This has been... So... When did things start going south this week? Well, I think things started going south on Saturday night. I was in the bathroom and I heard Nana call out because she's been staying with us because she had a pacemaker replaced, which is good. We love having Nana with us. And she was saying, "Phil, Lynette has fallen." What? Okay. So I got into the living room. Lynette was on the floor because she was trying to swat at one of the cats to keep the cat from going outside or something. And she pulled a muscle in her leg and she went down. But she seemed to be okay. About the same time, Nana got to the place where she was having trouble getting breath. She couldn't breathe. And so... that kind of proceeded until we were watching it, and then by Saturday, like late afternoon, it was obvious there was a problem, and so the doctor said, get her to urgent care, get her to the emergency room. So, went in. Eventually, they determined she wasn't having a heart attack or anything like that, but she did have fluid around her lungs. So then they hospitalized her. So she's been in the hospital since, well, she was at Cox North for like 12 hours, 18 hours. Eventually, on Tuesday, they put her in the hospital. And then they pulled the fluid off her lungs and they were looking around for the reason for it. Last night, about 4:00, Lynette hadn't been getting much sleep, and she was kind of trying to sleep in the chair at the hospital because she wanted to make sure she was there for when the doctor came in Thursday morning, this morning, and, you know, she was already kind of tired and stressed to begin with, and trying to sleep in that chair was not good for her back. So about 4:00 this morning, she woke up and she couldn't move. And so then they came and brought in a transport and they took her down to the emergency room. Actually, urgent care, first of all. And then they said, no, you need to go to the emergency room. So poor Lynette's in the emergency room at the hospital, and Nana is waiting for the doctor to come in her hospital bed. So, yeah, I had breakfast this morning, and then I went straight to the hospital so I could be there for Nana's doctor visit so I could hear what the doctor has to say. The good part is that they are sending Nana home today, but they did take another x-ray, and she had more fluid in her lungs, around her lung after they had drained it all out, so they're not sure what's going on there, but Nana you know, just wanted to go home. So she's coming back with us, and we're just going to kind of watch it, see how she's doing. Meanwhile, Nett's back eased down, and they did a CAT scan on her, and they didn't see anything from the fall. So apparently it's just a muscle thing, like it's been a muscle thing. So then they released her, so she came back up. So I was waiting in the room trying to figure out, you know, if everybody was going to be able to get down to the car. And we have small groups tonight with the dinner that we almost canceled, but then Nett seemed to be doing better, so we didn't cancel. So we have everybody coming over in about 2.5 hours, and I have to cook potatoes and get some things ready and vacuum and blah, 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 blah. So I went ahead and took off at 3:30, and I'm heading back home now to try to get this all taken care of. So it's been an interesting day. I was already able to get a couple of hours work in, and we were able to deploy a little piece that needed to deploy. So, you know, all is well. Got that done, all is well. And like that. Yeah, so there you go. My writing has just been atrocious this week, you know, with people being in the hospital and this, that, and the other. However, I am at like almost 87,000 words on the first writing sprint. Technically, I was supposed to start editing yesterday, but I really want to get to 90,000 words, so I'm going to try to get that done Friday and Saturday. I think I can get there, because I'm within like 3,000 words of being at 90,000 words, maybe less. And so I can get that done in 2 days, if everything goes well. If we're not back in the hospital for something. And so, yeah. So, anyway, so at this point, I just got to get the rest of the words in for book 20. Then set it aside and start editing book 19, but people have been sending their stuff back in, so that's all ready to go. And with people submitting PDFs back to me, that has really helped the whole editing process. That's shaved multiple days off my work effort. And so that's going to go fine. And just from the comments I've gotten from people, I don't think there's going to be any kind of a major rewrite. And so I have until mid-December now to get all those in and get a final read through and get the files uploaded, but typically that's plenty of time. So that's all fine. And so that's good. And then costumes are going fine. We had fun last weekend with the whole Dear Santa Letter Week. I love that costume. It's a little bit more on the edge, and it confuses people. But it gets me into a lot of conversations, and so that's fun. Some people incorrectly assume that I'm doing Krampus, and so then I tell them, no, Krampus, not Krampus. And then I explain that it's Dear Santa Letter Week. I'm just doing it as a public service announcement, because parents need to be reminded to proofread their letters, because they do not want their children writing to Dear Satan. So, there you go. What was really fun this last weekend is I met a Walmart worker who knew who I was, because apparently they tell the new workers about me. We were joking and laughing, and you know, I did the bit and about proofreading, and as soon as I mentioned proofreading, he said, yeah, that's absolutely right, you gotta proofread. And then when I got to the punchline, he said, I did that when I was a little kid. He said, I wasn't good at spelling, and he said, I wrote to Dear Satan. He said, my mom still has that letter on her fridge. She thinks it's the funniest thing ever. So it's very cute. It's very, very cute. And people seem to enjoy it, and life is good. This week is technically National Absurdity Day, but that's on Monday. And what got that costume kind of all started was the fact that I had found out that National Absurdity Day was 2 days after National Princess Day. And I had told my wife that, and she looked at me, because I was grinning, she looked at me and she said, please don't. So, and my response was, it'll be funny. And it is, it's funny. It's the big flamingo costume. 240 yards of hot pink tulle I purchased for that costume. So that's fun. So that's tomorrow and Saturday. And hopefully, Net and Nana are going to be able to get home okay. Hopefully. And hopefully I'll have everything ready to go about 6:15 when people start rolling in. So, yeah. It's an exciting day. And I do have, I don't know if I mentioned this last week. Can't remember when I got this idea, but. So as it turns out, the last week in January is usually National Backwards Day, because that's January 31st. But it has drifted far enough, because the Friday is going to be the 28th. So National Backwards Day is like Monday or Tuesday of the next week, sometime in there. And the costume is my rotating costume that I have with Hello Frankenkitty, which is a great costume and people enjoy it, but it takes a lot of setup and it's inconvenient. It's really hard to interact with people because it's this big box costume, kind of a boxy mascot costume, and so it's difficult. So, you know, I was always ready if I had come up with some kind of different costume to do that. And as it turns out, the fourth Friday of every January, which I like because it floats and it's on Friday, then the fourth is National Bigwig Day. So I can work with that. So I'm working on the costume. I haven't gotten sign off from Net on everything yet, but I can work with that. And so I'm kind of working through what I'm planning on doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think this will just be a hoot. It will be loads and loads and loads and loads of fun. So we'll see how all that goes. So anyways, I do have to stop this as soon as I get in, but I came across an article called A Coder Considers the Waning Days of the Craft. Really good article. You should look it up. He starts off with artificial intelligence still can't beat a human when it comes to programming, but it's only a matter of time. And the gist of the article is that he had a friend who had signed up for Chat GPT, the AI professional version. And he relates story after story about his friend, who's not really a coder, has some basic knowledge about it, not really a coder, and his friend saying, oh, well, we should do this kind of thing. And he's like, okay, well, that's going to take a little time. And his friend just going, ask Chat GPT. And Chat GPT writing the code for these, you know, little applications here and there and here and there. And then his friend saying, oh, we didn't do an app for iPhone. And he's like telling his friend, okay, well, you gotta blah, blah, blah. He's going down all this stuff. And his friend goes back and asks Chat GPT, and Chat GPT basically codes this iPhone app for him. So yeah, we aren't quite there yet, and it does need human intervention, but the whole gist of the article is, yeah, it's coming. And I've been saying this after I saw what the kinds of things Chat GPT could do. I've been saying, hey, you know, we're on the cusp of it here. And so it's been really interesting to kind of watch this develop, and I wanted to do more on this article, but the day is just crazy. So I said all that to say that there are some really interesting things that are happening in this space with Chat GPT, with, you know, other systems that are being developed to do coding. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's going to be too much longer before we're just going to see that these artificial intelligence systems will do everything from normalizing database to building forms to building reports. Because at the end of the day, this is not that hard. This stuff is not that hard. And for everything that ChatGPT can do now, it's not far. Especially in some kind of a situation where you're, where you as a programmer are using ChatGPT and it's doing some of the heavy lifting, just grunt work over on the side. I think we're going to see that coming on strong and coming on fast, and it's going to be really interesting. So I do have to go, because I've got to get things set up for tonight. But through all the excitement, as always, God has been very kind and he's helped. And because of all of that, it's been a good week. This is Phil Farrand, and I have made it home.